It's the Cartzelloni Podcast for Friday, February 24th, 2012. A poem today by Kate Marchetto, a native of Eastern Pennsylvania, who's an alumna of the University of Pittsburgh and a current candidate for the Queen's University of Charlotte Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing. Marchetto serves as editor for the New Fracture Arts Journal, which is available online along with her chapbook, Quite Quiet.
Pencil and Sand Dance, beginning with a line by Lisa Jarnot from a poem she began with a line by Frank Lima. And how terrific it is to see the stars inside the radios, how terrible to read their dials and find pencils, pens, markers, how terrific it is to write with the radio's pencils, unsharpened and blended to make this night, how terrific it is to use the radio's pencils to draw clouds in the sky as if they appeared by the breath of a sheep in a field, the breath of God. How terrific the field peppered with sheep and sand dunes, the shadows of the stars etched into their surfaces. And how terrific it is to see the stars inside the sand. How terrific the sand sculpted from the scalloped foam that edges the sea. And how terrific it is to eat sea scallops in Boston in May, their jaws pried open. How terrific their tongues, how terrible their silence. How terrific it is to eat scallops in silence in Boston in May. And how terrific it is to sculpt the sand on which the stars are etched. How terrific the toes that undertake this task. How terrible their purpose in balancing a step. How terrific it is to step in sand and step again, reading the poems written with each of the radio's pencils. How terrible the importance to these poems of the radio, the sheep, the sand, the scallops, the stars.